Today on The Morning Drive, we have a very special interview. It's with Andrew Collier. Now, Andrew is with the group 3.2 featuring Robert Berry. Andrew, it's great to have you with us today.
Hey, Mike. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Now, you have a show coming up Thursday, October 24th at the Centene Center in Farmington. Everybody's familiar with the center. It's such a great venue to have music, comedy, whatever people want to put on. And you're bringing some special progressive music, I'll call it, to the Centene Center. And as I look at your song list, I see so many bands that I've listened to over the years. This is going to be a great show. Tell us all about it.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. You know, one of the reasons I wanted to come back to Farmington is because I graduated from Farmington High School in 1985, and I graduated from Mineral Area College in 1987. Now, since I moved to New York about 20 years ago, people know me as Andrew Collier, but everyone there in the area knows me as Andy Collier. So if people remember the name Andy Collier from the 80s, that's who I am. So I know that the Centene Center is a new performance center there in Farmington. It's a beautiful venue, and you know, this tour is a North American tour, and we're doing 29 dates all over the country. And when our manager told us that we were going to come through Cincinnati, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Chicago, Milwaukee, and I said, well, then we got to go to St. Louis. I said, well, we're already in St. Louis. We got to go to Farmington. So we're really excited. Then after that, we go to Nashville, Atlanta, and then we come back up to the East Coast. So, you know, one of the reasons that we wanted to bring this show there is because if you love rock music, and you love classic rock music, and you love music of the 70s and 80s, you're going to love this show. We're doing some songs, and they're actually Robert, you know, you mentioned the band 3.2 featuring Robert Berry. It's Robert's reimaginings of the songs, but they're all songs that you know, including some other songs you might not know. But if you like Jethro Tull, if you like Yes, if you like Genesis, if you like Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Robert was in Ambrosia for 2 years. We're doing an Ambrosia song. We're doing a top 10 hit that he did with Keith Emerson and Carl Palmer from the 80s. We're doing some songs off a new record that just came out last year, and that's called 3.2, The Rules Have Changed, which was Keith Emerson's last album he was making with Robert before Keith tragically passed away. And that album came out last year, and it went to number one on Amazon and sold out in five countries on the first day and placed on two Billboard charts. So this is great rock music, and we're touring North America, and we're really excited to be able to come to Farmington and bring the show to everybody.
You know what? When you said Ambrosia, that's one of my favorite bands, but specifically Life Beyond L.A. That has got to be one of the best songs I've ever heard. And all those bands you named, I listened to them as I was growing up, and they've just become a part of my life. This sounds like a really exciting show. And Andrew, what instrument do you play in all of this?
Oh, I play keyboards and sing. So there are four of us in the band. Everyone sings, so we have four-part harmonies. Robert, the leader, most of the time plays bass and sings lead vocal, but he also plays some guitar in this show. And we have a guitarist, Paul Keller, and he sings, and he's a great player. Our drummer is Jimmy Keegan, and Jimmy is amazing. He plays drums, he sings like a bird, and he's played with John Waite. He's played with Kenny Loggins. He's on the Santana Supernatural album. He was with a progressive rock band named Spock's Beard for 15 years. He's done a number of tremendous things, and you know, and then I'm the fourth guy on keyboards and vocals, and we feel like we've got a pretty powerful team put together, and it's going to be a really rocking show.
It does sound like it. I see doors open at 6. The show starts at 7, Thursday, October 24th. There's a meet and greet after the show, so we can actually come and just share memories with you guys, find out more about yourselves and the music and all of that. And I noticed there are insights into the music as well, besides the performance. Is that storytelling going on?
Yeah, that's Robert's storytelling. And one of the reasons that we're having doors at 6 and the show at 7 is because it's a great two-hour show. We know that most people work, and they might have to get up early on Friday morning to go to work. So the show's from 7 to 9. Then people can stick around for an hour and talk to everybody from 9 to 10 and sign autographs and get pictures taken. They can still get home and go to bed so they can get up and go to work the next day. And the storytelling part, you know, Robert has worked with some of the biggest people in rock. He, you know, Keith Emerson was like the Jimi Hendrix of the keyboards. He did two top-selling albums with him. Carl Palmer, world-renowned drummer from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Robert actually took Steve Hackett's place in GTR. There was a band named GTR back in the 80s, mm-hmm. and it was made up of Steve Hackett, the guitarist from Genesis, and Steve Howe, the guitarist from Yes. They had one album. They had a top single, if anyone remembers, it was called When the Heart Rules the Mind. That was a big hit in the 80s. And then when Steve Hackett left the group, Robert actually stepped in and took his place. He wrote an entire second GTR album with Steve Howe, and then the album was shelved by the record label, so it was never released. But, you know, Robert, he's done so many great things for the past 30 years as a producer. He's toured with, here are you classic rock people, Robert's toured with Sammy Hagar. he's still in Greg Kinn's band. You know, everybody knows that song, right? They don't write them like that anymore. Greg Kinn, Robert is still in his band now out in California. So one of the cool parts about this show is besides the music, is all of Robert's insights and the storytelling that comes with it. So if you even like rock history, and if you're a rock fan and you've been listening to the radio and you like stuff from the 70s and 80s and the 90s and even current stuff, you know, even if people are Led Zeppelin fans, they're going to love this show.
Oh, they certainly are. This is fantastic. Andy, I want to thank you for being with us this morning. Any parting shots for us?
No, Mike, I just want to thank you so much for having me on your show this morning. And I want to say, you know, thank you to everyone for listening and, you know, come and see the show.
Sounds great. We'll see you then. Thanks a lot, Andy.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's Andy Collier. He is with 3.2 featuring Robert Barry in concert, the music of ELP, Yes, Keith Emerson, so many more, storytelling involved, all at the Centene Center Thursday, October 4th. We'll have more on where to get tickets, but you can pick them up at the Centene Center, and we'll tell you all about it right here on The Morning Drive from KFMO.